How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. Now, when it comes to actually getting clients and nurturing audience members to potentially book sales calls or start conversations, one of the key ways you can do this on Instagram is through your Instagram stories, meaning that your Instagram stories obviously play a pivotal role in your overarching content strategy. And if you listen to the Social Media Marketing School podcast, I'm sure you already know that. However, there are a few things that I see people doing with their Instagram stories that are actually harming their reach, harming their interactions, and consequently preventing them from potentially onboarding new clients and customers or further nurturing current audience members so that they get towards that point of potentially purchasing the product or service. So that's why today I wanted to talk through a few Instagram do's and don'ts so that you can make sure that your stories are as best as they can be, as high converting, as high reaching, you name it. So without any further ado, let's dive into tip number one, and that is to not spam your Instagram stories and then go through a period of not posting whatsoever. And what I mean by that is saying, let's say you want to post 10 times on your story in a day. You go and post 10 stories within the space of 30 minutes and then don't post at all. You could see far better performance and keep your audience engaged if you were to space those stories out over the course of that day. If you've already got them prepared, why aren't you? If you post them all in one go, people are going to see 10 potential stories that they've got to consume. They're going to get bored by the third or fourth and skip on to the next. But if you've got loyal followers who keep coming back onto the app throughout the day, because that's what Instagram's doing, that's what the algorithm's trying to do, they draw people back onto the app, they will see that every time they come back onto the app, you've posted a new story, and then they go and watch that one. And because they haven't watched one for a couple of hours, they're far more likely to consume it rather than if you had just posted all 10 of those stories at once. So leave an hour and a half to a 2-hour gap between stories if you've got an ongoing sequence that you want to post about. I completely understand that if it's a sequence that makes sense to post in a row, do it. But if you can space your stories out over the course of the day, please do. You will see far more engagement because of it. Now, point number two, you need to be optimizing your stories for interactions, especially if you are trying to sell with your stories. You want to be able to start conversations with your audience members. You want your audience members to engage with your stories so that you know how to interact with them, whether that be highlighting a pain point, whether that be getting them to answer a question, whether you've got one of those engagement stickers where people can engage through an emoji if they want you to reach out to them, you name it. All of these different things are going to get people to engage with your stories, and that's what you need to try to be doing, because at the end of the day, we're trying to make some money. We're trying to get some new clients. And if we want to do that, we need to be able to start conversations with these people. So whether it's a question sticker where you tell people explicitly to type in their pain points, and then you can reach out to them directly, helping them solve those pain points. Whether you're getting them to answer a poll and the poll says, if you want to learn more, hit yes. Then if they hit yes, you can reach out to them and send them a DM. They become a warm lead. Or simply if you ask them a question and they've got various different ways they can answer, you can reach out to them in the DMs by responding to however they answered that poll. And that's how you're going to start the conversation with them. So you want to optimize your stories for interactions. And if people are interacting with your stories, it's going to highlight to the algorithm that people are enjoying your stories and be far more likely to push that story out to a wider audience, i.e. more of your followers, So then you get higher engagement, and that's how you keep those story views high. Now, tip number three, and we're running through these really quickly. So if you are missing anything, go back and listen to them again, because these are all really, really crucial tips and will help you actually get more clients. Trust me. So moving on to tip number three, if it's a video-based story, you need to be adding captions. And Instagram has an auto-generated caption feature. You just have to use the sticker and apply those captions. But you've got to remember, not everybody is going to view your story with the sound turned on. Very few people probably will, because they might be just walking along outside in a public space, or they may not even just want to turn the sound on. So if you've got a video-based story and you haven't got captions, or at least an explanation, like summary bullet points highlighting what you're saying, that story is going to be rendered useless to those that don't have the sound turned on, and therefore whatever you may be saying will go straight over their heads. And it may have been a sales-based piece of content. This person could have been a potential customer, but because you didn't have captions, or because you didn't summarize what you were trying to say with the text, you've missed out on a sale. So make sure, if you have a video story, whether it be you talking, whether it be of somebody else talking, you name it, if there is talking within the video of the story, make sure that you have captions turned on so that people can read those captions, even if they've got the sound turned off, so that story is now applicable to them. Or if you don't want to do that, just make sure you summarize what you're saying with text on the screen. Now, moving on to the final point, and this is a brief podcast episode, but within this podcast episode, there's a lot of value, as I said, so we're going to keep it quick. And the final point is to not put stickers in the dead zones of your stories, or where people are going to be tapping if they're going to be maybe skipping or moving on to the next stories. So what I mean is, to skip to the next story, people are going to be tapping on the right-hand side of the screen, whether that be with their thumb or their index finger. You've got to think that's probably from a third of the way up on the right to about halfway. That sort of area is where people are going to be tapping. So you don't want to have stickers in those positions, because if people accidentally tap them, they're going to be skewing your results. You want them to be in a place, ideally smack bang in the center, not right at the top, because right at the top is where you have your Instagram handle and profile picture. I'd consider that a dead zone. And not at the very, very bottom, because people won't be drawn in or engaged by that. So it needs to be in the middle, in that middle two quarters. So you've got quarter one at the top, don't have that. Quarter four at the bottom, don't put it in there. In quarter two or three, that's where you want those stickers or polls to be, because that's what's going to grab people's attention and make them answer in the way that they want to be answering, so you've got perfect results and know how to respond to those audience members. Those are four crucial points that you need to be following with your stories. And if you do those things correctly and you get good story views and you implement these tips, trust me, you will start more conversations, you will book more sales calls, and hopefully as a result, you'll get more clients and make more money. So get out there and make sure you're implementing those four things that I've just mentioned. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.